Good morning again.
Good morning.
Hey, let's open our Bibles, Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We've been looking at the Hall of Faith, and today is our finale in the Hall of Faith. And can we put that on the screen, Tony, for me, please? There we go. The Hall of Faith, men and women who trusted in the Almighty God. That's really what this whole chapter is about. People who trusted in the Almighty God. And you think, you know, in life and perhaps you've heard evangelists who say, you know, you just turn to Jesus and everything is going to be wonderful, perfect. You're going to be wealthy. You're going to be healthy and wise. And maybe sometimes that's true. But is it always true? Have you found it to be true? If you've been a Christian more than about 10 minutes? Although I remember when I first became a believer, I don't know how many months it was, really months, really, where my heart was just on cloud nine. Yeah. It was like the honeymoon period, you know, and it was wonderful, but you know that's not really long-term reality, right? Long-term reality, and this is what we're going to see here today. We talk about this. We've already been talking about it and all the different people that we've kind of highlighted as we've looked at this. But look at Hebrews chapter 11. Let's just get the definition of faith. He says here at Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. This is what the ancients were commended for. They were commended for their faith because they had hope and they had this ability to see what could not be seen. Now, Matt kind of talked about it in his prayer today, to see beyond what you can see with the eyes. You see, faith goes so much deeper. Faith is so much more than just what we see and feel and touch and that kind of thing. But it says that they were commended for their faith. See, faith changes everything. There's a whole chapter speaking about faith. And it's like this, it's this confident hope and this expectation of what God is going to do. But it's not always right here and right now. Some of it is yet to come in the future. Look at verse 3, though. It says here, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. He made something out of nothing. We saw that in Psalm 100 as well, that he's the one who created all this. But by faith, we understand. We weren't there to see it, but by faith, we understand that God created all this. Verses 4 through 32, we've looked in depth at the different people, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, the people of Israel, Joshua, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel. All these people, also very different in their personalities, also very different in the things they faced, in their positions in life, and what they had to go through. All very different, just like this room. Each one of us different. But what binds us together, what unites us, is that faith in the Almighty God. Faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. So let's jump down to verse 33. We'll pick it up there where we left off. It says, who through faith did all these different things. Now, faith affected their lives, and we're going to see in the positive things that happened and also some of the negative things that happened as well. But faith affected their lives. And it's not so much faith, you know, made things happen that were always positive, But the faith in the middle of all the positive and in the middle of all the negative as well, that have this faith, trust in God through it all, in the middle of it all. I wish I could promise you everything is going to be great in your life. There are mountaintops. I've experienced them, and I know that that is true, but there are also valleys. Thinking about this guy Elijah, I was going to talk about Elijah, and then I realized that way back when we started this series, I talked about Elijah. And he was a guy, he was way up on the mountaintop, right? Up there on Mount Carmel, right? And the you know, just wiping out of all the false, idols and prophets and all the rest of it. But then what happened after that? He finds himself down in the valley, and he was like wishing that he could die. This is kind of what life is like, isn't it? Sometimes we're up and sometimes we're down. Let's look at here, verse 33, though. What does it say? Look at these positive things we see here in this first few verses. It says, who through faith they conquered kingdoms. They conquered kingdoms. They were victorious. It also says they administered justice. They were able to bring justice, which was affected, informed by their faith. It says they gained what was promised. They gained what was promised. Now, I think all these things we can apply to ourselves as well, and we should always be looking to apply the Scripture to our own lives. It's not just a book. It's a book for us. They gained what was promised, it says. God's faithful to His Word. They shut the mouths of lions. Can you think of anybody who that was true of? Daniel, of course. And Samson had a battle with a lion too. So did David, right? They had these battles. And sometimes there's lions. And sometimes, you know, we face these battles and we are just so victorious, we just like slam them. And we're just like right on top. That's what happened here with these people here. Look at verse 34. It says that Tony, that's not on the right. You just gotta. Yeah, you're either gonna do it for me or this thing's not working. Cause go to the next one. I'll just tell you next, and all that sound dumb like that. There we go. It says that they quenched the fury of the flames. They quenched the fury of the flames. Now, who does that refer to? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right. They quench the fury of the flames. That tells us a couple of things. One, that there are flames, there are battles, there are fires in this life. And sometimes, you know, we're right in the middle of it. They were right in the middle of these fires, right? But God protected them. And the flames were quenched. It didn't affect them at all. But that was true of them. Is it always true? Says that others, it says they escaped the edges of the sword. They escaped the edges of the sword. Pay attention to that. We're going to see something different a little later in this chapter. They escaped the edges of the sword, and there is battles. There are times when we need to fight, and we need to have the armor of God and fight in this world. Next, he says their weakness was turned to strength. Weakness was turned to strength. You ever feel weak? Have you ever felt so weak and then something happens that you just like, God gives you the strength to persevere, to make it through, to do what you need to do at that particular time and space and place? Sometimes that's what God does. He gives us the strength. He turns our weakness into strength. Paul said in 1 Corinthians that God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He gives His strength to show. He said in 2 Corinthians 12, Paul said this, that God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you," what? "For my power, my strength is made perfect in weakness." Sometimes He takes that strength, gives us His strength out of our weakness. Says here that they became powerful in battle. and they routed foreign armies. Verse 35, what says this? Women received back their dead, raised to life. Man, that is all good stuff, right? This is all powerful stuff. Let's just go. That's me. That's us. We got to go there all the time, right? That's what faith gives us. Every time, all the time. Right? True? Have you maybe heard this before? Just have faith. And you'll have no problems. You'll have no sickness. You'll have no needs. Just have faith. That's all. But I think they take these things out of context and they misunderstand. Faith is in the middle of all of it, not just the good stuff. And then if something bad happens, well, you didn't have enough faith. And the reason this happened to you is because you didn't have faith. And that's what? But we see a transition in this verse from all this positive stuff to something different. Next. Next, Tony. We'll fix this thing. We changed all our computers around. Now they don't work properly, but that's okay. He goes on in verse 35. What does he say? Notice. The women had received back their dead, raised to life again. And then he said, others. Others. It didn't happen the same way to everybody. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. They were tortured. Because of what? Because of their faith. They refused to be released. In other words, they refused to denounce their faith. And this is happening around the world even today, where people are being told that if you denounce your faith, you renounce your faith, we will let you go and we will, you know, take care of you or whatever. And people are refusing to do that, and they're paying a heavy, heavy price for it. We're not there yet in this country, but I say yet because I could see it coming to this country. It might start with smaller things, like you might, you know, not get the promotion. You might lose your job. You might, you know, someone might just, you know, treat you badly or whatever. But you know, we're not heading in a good direction in terms of these things here in our Christian nation, right? Used to be we were built upon biblical principles, and this is who we were. But that's not so much true anymore, is it? Say, well, this is only for those people over in those countries far, far away from us. Verse 36, some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. That's not a pretty picture, is it? This is the hall of faith, people. This is men and women who, as I said in the beginning, put their faith, their trust in the Almighty God. And now we see their facing all kinds of difficult situations, all kinds of difficult stuff, but it's because they refused to be released, refused to denounce what they believe. Why do I make a point of that? It's because you and I will face those things in one way or another. And are we going to stand up for what we believe? Or are we going to just capitulate, just give up and say, well, whatever, that's the way the world is now, and we'll just kind of go along with that? And that's not what the Hall of Faith is teaching us, that God's Word is expressing to you and me right now. Verse 37 next says they were stoned to death. They were sawed in two. You know, tradition says, it doesn't say it in the scripture, but tradition says that that's the way Isaiah was killed, by being sawed in half, the prophet Isaiah. says here they were put to death by the sword. We saw back in the other verse they escaped the sword. But others weren't, that didn't happen to them. Others, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, not $500 suits. They were destitute. They were persecuted. They were mistreated. Are you seeing something here? These are all in the hall of faith. Those that the positive things happen to, those that the negative things happen to, they're all still here in the hall of faith. Life is like that. Life, you know, we don't know exactly how it's going to turn out. And maybe you're wondering, well, why did this one get this and why did this one get that? God knows. I don't know. In God's plans and God's purposes, as we're going to see in the last couple of verses, God has a plan and God has a purpose, and He will use all things to work together for good. Even the terrible things, the hurtful, the painful things that happen. But if you just have faith, you're going to get that brand new car. They're going to treat you really well. No persecution. Verse 38, next. This is an interesting verse. Just let that soak in. It says, the world was not worthy of them. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. Not $25 million estates. Verse 39, next. And these were all commended for their faith. That's what he said back in the beginning of the chapter 2. The ancients were commended for their faith. He says, yet none of them received what had been promised. None of them received what had been promised. From even those that were, you know, on the positive side of experience and negative experience, they didn't actually receive it all yet. You see, if we think it's all going to be right here and right now, that's not what the Scripture teaches. It's not all here. Norman talked about it a few weeks back. You know, we're built for eternity. There's an eternity that God has planned. Look back at verse 13. He talks about it. He said this: all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. They saw them and they welcomed them from a distance. That's this idea of faith, seeing that which is unseen. Trusting in what God is going to do. Trusting in what God has prepared. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. This earth, he says there were aliens and strangers. Sometimes, you know, do you feel like an alien just because you stand out because of what you believe and stand for? And you're not willing to go along with the way the world is going? I remember I worked at a company. I shared this story years ago, but I worked at a factory, and I worked in factories a lot. And I'd have lunch with these guys, right? A bunch of guys, and we'd sit around the table and eat lunch. And as soon as they stopped eating, you know, finished eating, the discussion, the talk would start going real south. Bunch of guys together, remember? And that was my cue. As soon as they started, I would just leave. And I, you know, they were my friends. I liked these guys, but I knew that this is not, you know, I can't just partake in all this foul stuff. I had to make a stand, And you know what? It got to the point where they say, I guess it's your time to leave. They knew. Why? Because you stand up for what you believe. Aliens and strangers on the earth. If we're so comfortable here, maybe we're not really where we are spiritually that we need to be. If we fit in with everything here, like something is not like right, because that's not what the Bible's telling us. He's saying the people that had faith, they were like aliens. They were like strangers on the earth. But finally, in verse 40, next. Oh my goodness. It says, God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. God had planned something better. God had planned something better. See, God is the one making the plans. God is the one who His plans are always better. They're always best. And it may be in the future. For them, it was definitely in the future. It's not always here and now, people. It's just not. They didn't receive it all in their lifetime. The best was yet to come, and it's true for you and I as well. Even on this side of the cross, we've seen, they were looking ahead to the cross. We've seen now what the cross already did for us, but the best is yet to come. Pastor Chuck talked about this section, this chapter, and he said, you know, there were positive and powerful things that happened, yet the man of faith also knew defeat and discouragement. Faith doesn't mean you'll always have healing, always have victory, drive a Maserati, never have any trouble. He says, but their faith caused them to make their stand firm for God. Make their stand firm for God. He says, and will sustain you through any kind of trouble you may face in this life. Any kind of trouble you might face in this life. There was a song came out a few years back by Mercy Me, and it was called Even If. Some of you remember this song? Let me just quote some of the lines. He says, they say, sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some, and right now, he says, right now I'm losing bad. He says, it's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down, but what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? And he says this to the Lord, I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand, but even if you don't, my hope is you alone. Even if you don't. Even if he doesn't answer that prayer the way we would like him to, my hope is you alone, no matter what. That's when we really need to trust, not when everything is going perfect, everything is going well. Faith. Next, looking up, looking to Jesus. The writer of the Hebrews also tells us that Jesus was the author and the finisher of our faith. So we're looking forward. We're looking to what God would do, what God is going to do. Faith. Have you put your faith in the Almighty God? It's the only thing that's going to get you through this life and get you into the next life, into the right place of the next life, as Norman pointed out. It's faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in the Savior, Jesus Christ. Talking about faith this week, next week is the Festival of Hope. Zeke's going to talk to us about hope. And then the week after that, we're going to talk about love. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest is love. God so loved the world. Gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen? Let's pray together, shall we? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. It covers all the bases. Not just the home runs, but the strikeouts as well. The ups and the downs, the mountaintops and the valleys, that you're still there with us no matter what. You're not only with us when things go well, you're with us when things don't go so well. In fact, sometimes, Lord, I think that's when I can sense you the most, when things are not so good. Sense your hand in our lives, in my life. Father, I thank you for this reminder this morning that faith, trusting in you, is what's most important. Not the circumstances, not the things of this life, but our faith in you because you love us. And as we saw in Psalm 100, you're good. You are God, the only true God. And we put our faith in you today. We thank you for what Jesus did for us, that he died on the cross. As we sang, he was buried and he rose, conquering death, conquering sin, conquering the grave. And we put our trust in you this morning, Jesus. We look forward to that place you have prepared for us. I do. I look forward to the new body you have prepared for us. Give us the strength, Lord, in our weakness to carry on, to stand up for what really, really matters. In Jesus' name.